7. The attainment of immortality. The achievement of the 7 cosmic circles does not equal a just or fusion. There are many mortals living on Urantia who have attained their circles. But fusion depends on yet other greater and more sublime spiritual achievements. Upon the attainment of a final and complete attunement of the mortal will with the will of God as it is resident in the thought adjuster. When a human being has completed the circles of cosmic achievement, and further, when the final choosing of the mortal will permits the adjuster to complete the association of human identity with the Urantia soul during evolutionary and physical life, then do such consummated liaisons of soul and adjuster go on independently to the mansion worlds, and there is issued the mandate from Universal which provides for the immediate fusion of the adjuster and the Urantia soul. This fusion during physical life instantly consumes the material body. The human beings who might witness such a spectacle would only observe the translating mortal disappear in chariots of fire. Most adjusters who have translated their subjects from Urantia were highly experienced and of record as previous indwellers of numerous mortals on other spheres. Remember, adjusters gain valuable indwelling experience on planets of the lone order. It does not follow that adjusters only gain experience for advanced work in those mortal subjects who fail to survive. Subsequent to mortal fusion, the adjusters share your destiny and experience. They are you. After the fusion of the immortal Urantia soul and the associated adjuster, all of the experience and all of the values of the one eventually become the possession of the other, so that the two are actually one entity. In a certain sense, this new being is of the eternal past as well as for the eternal future. All that was once human in the surviving soul and all that is experientially divine in the adjuster now become the actual possession of the new and ever-ascending universe personality. But on each universe level, the adjuster can endow the new creature only with those attributes which are meaningful and of value on that level. An absolute oneness with the divine monitor, a complete exhaustion of the endowment of an adjuster, can only be achieved in eternity subsequent to the final attainment of the Universal Father, the Father of Spirits, ever the source of these divine gifts. When the evolving soul and the divine adjuster are finally and eternally fused, each gains all of the experienceable qualities of the other. This coordinate personality possesses all of the experiential memory of survival once held by the ancestral mortal mind and then resident in the Urantia soul. And in addition thereto, this potential final leader embraces all the experiential memory of the adjuster throughout the mortal indwellings of all time. But it will require an eternity of the future for an adjuster ever completely to endow the personality partnership with the meanings and values which the divine monitor carries forward from the eternity of the past. But with the vast majority of Urantians, the adjuster must patiently await the arrival of death deliverance, must await the liberation of the emerging soul from the well, nigh complete domination of the energy patterns and chemical forces inherent in your material order of existence. The chief difficulty you experience in contacting with your adjusters consists in this very inherent material nature. So few mortals are real thinkers. You do not spiritually develop and discipline your minds to the point of favorable liaison with the divine adjusters. The ear of the human mind is almost deaf to the spiritual pleas which the adjuster translates from the manifold messages of the universal broadcasts of love proceeding from the Father of Mercies. The adjuster finds it almost impossible to register these inspiring spirit leadings in an animal mind so completely dominated by the chemical and electrical forces inherent in your physical natures. Adjusters rejoice to make contact with the mortal mind, but they must be patient through the long years of silent sojourn during which they are unable to break through animal resistance and directly communicate with you. The higher the thought adjusters ascend in the scale of service, the more efficient they become. But never can they greet you, in the flesh, with the same full, sympathetic, and expressionful affection as they will when you discern them mind to mind on the mansion worlds. During mortal life, the material body and mind separate you from your adjuster and prevent free communication. Subsequent to death, after the eternal fusion, you and the adjuster one, you are not distinguishable as separate beings, and thus there exists no need for communication as you would understand it. While the voice of the adjuster is ever within you, most of you will hear it seldom during a lifetime. Human beings below the third and second circles of attainment rarely hear the adjuster's direct voice except in moments of supreme desire, in a supreme situation, and consequent upon a supreme decision. During the making and breaking of a contact between the mortal mind of a destiny reservist and the planetary supervisors, sometimes the indwelling adjuster is so situated that it becomes possible to transmit a message to the mortal partner. Not long since, on Urantia, such a message was transmitted by a self-acting adjuster to the human associate, a member of the reserve course of destiny. This message was introduced by these words, "And now, without injury or jeopardy to the subject of my solicitous devotion and without intent to overchastise or discourage, for me, make record of this my plea to him." Then followed a beautifully touching and appealing admonition. Among other things, the adjuster pleaded that he more faithfully give me his sincere cooperation, more cheerfully endure the tasks of my emplacement, more faithfully carry out the program of my arrangement, more patiently go through the trials of my selection, more persistently and cheerfully tread the path of my choosing, more humbly receive credit that may accrue as a result of my ceaseless endeavors, thus transmit my admonition to the man of my indwelling. Upon him I bestow the supreme devotion and affection of a divine spirit. And say further to my beloved subject that I will function with wisdom and power until the very end, until the last earth struggle is over, I will be true to my personality trust. And I exhort him to survival, not to disappoint me, not to deprive me of the reward of my patient and intense struggle. On the human will our achievement of personality depends. Circle by circle I have patiently ascended this human mind, and I have testimony that I am meeting the approval of the chief of my kind. Circle by circle I am passing on to judgment. I await with pleasure and without apprehension the roll call of destiny. I am prepared to submit all to the tribunals of the Ancients of Days. Presented by a solitary messenger of Arvontan.